your name and where you're calling from, but also use the star 6 function as soon as you have said hello so that you can mute out your end of the line, and that way we can keep it nice and quiet for everybody else to be able to hear clearly what the speaker is saying. Another housekeeping note, especially those of you who are new, but even those of you who aren't new, I recommend that you go ahead and get yourself a pad of paper and a pen. Hopefully you have a notebook that's dedicated to your biomedics business. You can use that to take notes on these calls. Please go ahead and get that. We still have about 10 seconds, 15 seconds before I'm going to start. As you come on, if you haven't said hello yet, please do so. Let us know that you're here.
Hello, this is Clifton from Atlanta.
Hi, Clifton. Your brother's already on the line. Nice to hear you.
Hi. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, Clifton. Welcome.
Hey, Lisa. It's Brenda and Jerry from Raleigh.
Hi, Brenda and Jerry. How are you?
We're great. Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
Okay, one last shout out for saying hello, and then please everybody mute yourselves out. I'd like to, as usual, for the Sunday calls, at least the ones that I lead, I'm going to try to keep this quite brief, and then we should have some time at the end for any questions. And if you guys keep your lines muted, then we'll be able to make this nice and interactive. The star 6 will mute you, and then it's a toggle, so you star 6 yourself on your keypad again to unmute yourself. Say hello, please, and then we're going to go ahead and get started.
Hi, Lisa. It's Brenda, Virginia.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Same to you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome, everybody, to the National Training Call for Biomedics International. My name is Lisa Hale, and I'm a distributor, a business owner, just like all of you, with Biomedics. This call is really designed for new members to provide you with the training you need to be successful in your business. But it's also designed to create one of the best features of our business, one of the best tools we have, which is leverage. And using this leverage, if you're not new, can bring some of your new members to listen in, and they can get trained. And leverage means using a single tool to create a larger impact or a bigger effect, a more prosperous outcome than you can without that tool. So if you can use, for example, a national training call like this to train 10 people in your group all at once, that's a better use of the 30 minutes that you'll spend on this call than if you have to train each and every one of those people individually, one at a time. So that's the concept of leverage. And that's why this call is so important. You want to be listening to it for yourself every week, but also bringing your brand new people every week so that they can get the training they need. That's the purpose of this call. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody out. We don't have terrible noise, but I just want to make sure it stays nice and clean. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first conference call of 2009 for Biomedics. I'm honored to be able to kick off the new year with everybody. I hope everybody had a great holiday. It's certainly a time to reflect and to decide on what's important to you, as well as a time to recharge batteries, connect with your family, and restore your resources. Now, as we launch 2009, it is a new week, certainly, a new month, and a brand new year. It seems appropriate to me to start with a clean slate, fresh and new. So looking at your business as though this is the very first day of your brand new part-time, home-based, private franchise business, what is your first step? That's what I'm going to cover today. I'm going to talk to all of you as if you're brand new on Team Freedom Builders or on Team Fortune or on Team Freedom or just Team Biomedics. Brand new, this is the first day of your new business. What should you be doing? What should you do tonight? What should you do tomorrow? And the rest of the 2 to 5 year plan or time frame that follows while you grow, solidify, and truly lock in your business and the lifetime residual income that it brings. Take a minute and ponder that. Why would it be valuable to you to have an income, a residual income of $2,000 a month or $8,000 a month or $23,000 a month. What would that kind of an income residual coming in every single month to the mailbox mean to you? Would it be worth it to you to spend an hour a day for somewhere between 12 months and 60 months? Consistently, mind you, using a proven system and following an absolutely solid track, would it be worth it to you to spend an hour a day for 12 to 60 months to build an income that would not only cover all your expenses, but leave you enough to cover someone else's expenses, maybe two or three other people's expenses? In other words, three or four times a full-time income for the rest of your life. Is that worthwhile to you? And if the answer is yes, what is the first step you need to do? What do you need to do today, tomorrow, and every day in order to achieve that? Well, you've just established your business. Now you need to transform it into a productive stream of income. The first step is really to take stock and then also to create stock. So what do I mean by this? I mean, take stock of what your life looks like today. First, make sure you list all the good things. I'll give you an example of that from my own life in just a second. It's very important to establish a reflection of gratitude and then list all the things you'd like to fix, also from the viewpoint of gratitude. You will, if you do this, point yourself in the direction of improvement. So I'll just tell you a very brief story about this. The 3 days before Thanksgiving this year, my oven, which I've always relied on and loved tremendously, quit working. 3 days before Thanksgiving. And I looked at it and I said, wow, you know, that stinks. I need to be able to cook my turkey. And the next day, it worked again. It worked just in time for me to cook the turkey. So I cooked my turkey, nice big 22-pound turkey or whatever it was, beautiful golden brown, everything cooked just wonderfully. And I cleaned my oven, and my oven completely quit working. It just stopped. And I thought, well, it came back to life on its own before, so maybe it'll do it again. So I waited a few days, and it didn't come back to life at all. It was dead as a doornail. So I sat there looking at it, and I thought, well, I don't have time to be pissed about it. So lucky for me, the stovetop is working, and I can cook stuff on the stovetop. And then while the stovetop is working and I can keep my kids fed with the stovetop, I'm going to consider what to do about the oven. Well, I decided, okay, I need to go get a new oven. So I mentioned to my sister, who lives in Germany, that my oven broke. And she said, well, give me a couple days. I'll see if I can help you with that. I didn't ask her for help, but I just mentioned to her that my oven broke and I was cooking a lot of spaghetti for the kids. And she got in touch with all kinds of family members, and they started sending me checks. Now, I didn't ask for money, but I thought that was awfully nice, so I thought, okay, great, I can go buy a brand new oven right now. I went out, and I found a brand new oven, and I had it installed, and when it was installed, the oven still didn't work. And I thought, okay, well, that's okay, because the stovetop still works, so I'm glad about that. And I continued to cook my meals on the stovetop, got a repair person out. Long story short, that oven just came not working, and I had to get a new oven. So I went back to the store, and I said, look, Christmas is happening real soon here, and I need an oven. I didn't, you know, I had one for Thanksgiving. The one you sold me here to replace the one that broke right after that isn't working. Christmas is around the corner. I need a new oven. And they said, well, I don't know. You know, long story short, they couldn't get me a new oven right away. I had to pick a whole new model. They gave me the opportunity, actually, to use this money that my parents sent, or my family, but not my parents, sent me to buy this new oven, and they gave me an oven that was worth twice as much as what we paid for it. Just incredible deal. So I said, thank you very much. I was very grateful. Got a brand new oven in the house. So all that time that I spent being grateful for the stovetop, knowing, okay, the new oven will come, it paid off. It paid off in bigger rewards than I could have ever imagined. So now I have a brand new oven. It's way nicer than the one I thought I needed to buy. And all along I've had a stovetop. So this is a weird little domestic example, but my point is, be very grateful for what you have. So if you have a tiny little apartment that costs you, you know, I don't know, $600 a month, and you want a big house, walk around your apartment and say, thank you for being here. I'm so grateful I have this little apartment, but I also want a big house. Now it's time to move into a bigger house. Thank you for keeping me warm and safe, me and my daughter, you know, me and my son, me and my family, whatever, but now I want something better. So take stock of what you have, be grateful for what you have, and then also create stock. Create a list of what your life looks like. Make sure you list all those good things, and then add to the list the things that would be even better. So if the oven isn't working, be glad the stovetop is, and then add to your list that a working oven would be even better. And it will come to you. Make a list of the things that are working in your life and a list of the things you want to fix, and those things will start to appear for you if you keep your attitude positive and focused on the prize. Spend a little bit of time on this and keep a running gratitude notebook along with a clear focus statement of where you want to be, how much money you want to be making, and how soon. So if you live in that little apartment but you'd like a bigger house or a house of your own, think, okay, I'll just give you a Santa Fe example. Houses in this neighborhood run about, oh, I don't know, $250,000 to buy, and that would probably cost me right around, with interest rates the way they are, $2,000 a month. So that's what I need. I need an extra $3,000 a month, an extra grand, just to make sure that you get everything covered. Okay? So then you know, all right, I'm grateful for my apartment. I'd like a house of my own. It's going to cost me $3,000 a month. Okay? That's what I'd like to create. So spend time on making a list. Take stock. Make that list of all the things you're grateful for, and then make a list, too, of how you'd like things to be. Now, to create stock, you've got to take stock of who you know who also would like to make improvements in their life, who deserves a chance to evaluate a simple, clean, well-established opportunity that will help them develop a serious additional income. Spend much time on this, a little bit of time on the first part, a lot of time on this part. Who do you know? Your neighbor who works so hard, you don't even know her name, but you see her all the time? Your friend who's very good at what he does but isn't really happy with it? Your doctor, your garbage man, your cousin, who do you know? Who is grounded in a life that maybe isn't totally working for them, and they're willing, they're at the place now where they're ready to take some action. Who do you know who deserves a chance to evaluate this, and you might not know what condition their life is in? A quick word about this list. Make it long. Make it super long. If you are telling yourself today that you don't know very many people or you only know a couple of people, just stop that. Stop it right now. It isn't true, most likely. Get out the memory jogger from the biomedics website and use it. I thought I might be able to put 20 people on my list, and I put over 600 within a couple of months because I used that memory jogger, because I kept my list with me, because I kept adding to it no matter what. Each of you can do that too, no matter where you live, no matter who you are, no matter, frankly, what anybody has ever said to you about a business opportunity ever before in your life. No matter what, you can add hundreds of people to that list if you try. Now, I'm going to be a bit abrasive. This is only my opinion, but here it goes. You don't have the right to hold this opportunity back from people just because of your judgment of what they might think. In fact, I had a conversation today with someone on Team Freedom Builders about the hopelessness that people are suffering in the world these days. It's their choice to feel hopeless. You can't fix that. But what if they just are between a rock and a hard place and they haven't yet seen the path out? This opportunity, whether those people jump on it or not, offers them the possibility of hope. Now, wouldn't you like to make it your business to spread the seeds of hope, the seeds of prosperity, everywhere you go, regardless of what kind of soil you're walking on? Hope, it's the greatest boon, the greatest gift you can ever give to anybody. However, for this work, you must know what this gift is. You've got to know the value of biomedics. If you are wavering here, please spend time on filling your heart and mind with hope, with value, with belief. Replace the dark, ugly, negative yuck with the clean, clear water, the value of hope, the value of freedom, the value of wealth and health, and the time to enjoy them both. So we've covered a few fundamentals here. Start out with, why are you here? What is your life like, and what do you want to make different? right? Who do you know who deserves a chance to evaluate this? And then belief. Fill yourself with belief. If you're having negative, yucky stuff going on in your heart or in your mind, replace it with good, positive belief. Now, you have belief, you have why, you have a list of who. As soon as you have at least 20 people on your list that you're going to grow to hundreds, keep building it fast, keep on that. But as soon as you have the first 20, schedule an appointment within 24 hours with your upline to go over what to say. Now, this is a step a lot of people miss. I'm seeing a lot of this in my group. There are a lot of very ambitious, energetic people joining our team who believe that now that they get the value, they can go out and just start talking to people. I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest mistakes I've seen people make. Schedule the appointment real fast to go over the details of, okay, I've got Sally Sue here on my list, and she's my hairdresser, and I don't know if she's happy with it or not, but I just thought of her, and I have a feeling she might be interested in this. And then after you've said, you know, just that much, a couple sentences about Sally Sue, let your upline mentor help you with designing the exactly best way to pique Sally Sue's interest. And with your hairdresser, I would say, hey, you know, Sally Sue, you've always done such a great job on my hair. You're great with people. And I just wanted to ask a favor of you. And what's Sally Sue's going to say? Yes, of course. I'd be happy to do a favor for you. Well, here's the favor, Sally Sue. I'm getting started in an income opportunity, a home-based private franchise opportunity, and I wanted to just ask you if you happen to know of anybody who is looking for a way to make an extra $3,000 a month starting immediately, really, within the next 12 to 36 months, working less than an hour a day from home without any risk. Do you know anybody who'd be looking for a risk-free income opportunity like that? Well, Sally Sue's either going to say, no, I don't, or I'll think about it, or me, right? So rather than just run right out and start telling people, well, I found this business, and it's liquid vitamins, and it's called Biomedics, and it's really cool, and there's really great money, and it's so great, and you got to try it. Sally Sue's going to shut right down. Doesn't matter what kind of a person she is, how open she might have been if you'd approached her the best possible way. If you run at her like that, she's going to shut down and close the door because she'll be freaked out by what you're saying. And besides, she hasn't yet decided in that conversation if she's open. So this step is an important one. As soon as you have the first 20 people on your list, or 5 or 10 or however many you can put on there, schedule the appointment with your upline and go over how to pique interest. Now, what's going to happen in that appointment is you're going to go over specifically what to say. Our system is so simple. It's very, very simple. 1, 2, 3, attract is what we call it. And step one is the only part that a new person needs to do. Step one is to introduce the people you know to us. Us being whoever's helping you with this business. Now, how does one do that? If you're new, or if you have someone new, or even if you've been here for a while, but what you've been doing doesn't work that well for you and you want to tweak it a little, hopefully there are a lot of new people in your group, and that's, you know, one of the things that you're getting out of this call is bringing them here. But if that's not the case and you want to have a lot of new people, then, you know, go back to the fundamentals here. Go back to the basics and schedule that appointment with the person that you're working with and figure out the 2 or 3 approaches you're going to use with everybody. And then here's the thing. No matter what, no matter how good you are at taking notes, no matter how teachable you are, I've never seen a single new person go out and actually do this step exactly the way they were taught to do it. Everybody has at least one wheel off the track after the first couple of times they try it. And that's okay. So go out and do it, and then come back and debrief it with your mentor. Say, well, you told me to ask the question, and I did. And then we're going to say as a mentor, well, what exactly did you say? And if you can report it exactly, then what will happen is we'll have a chance to tweak and adjust and, you know, tighten up the approach so that those wheels are really on the track. And what we've seen is that when people get their wheels completely on track, they are setting up appointments like crazy. I have a new person in my group out there in Kansas. You heard a lot of new people from Kansas. This guy in the group, he sets up appointments like crazy because he's following this track. And whenever we debrief what he's actually saying and there's something to tweak, we tweak it and he applies it and then he sets up more appointments and it works like clockwork. So if you would like to be setting up tons of appointments so that you can get in the game, then I recommend that you follow the system. Get those first 10 or 20 people on your list, set up an appointment with your mentor, go over precisely what kinds of questions to ask, how to ask them, and then get to work on it, and then also debrief it. So, how do you introduce people to us? Well, the first thing you must do is you've got to give people a reason to set the appointment and show up for it. And this is how you do it. You put value in front of them. You make sure that they know what's in it for them. I suggest you ask a question rather than tell. If you tell them, most people will not do what you say. People do not like to be told what to do. And here's an example. Hey, Julie, I wonder if you could do me a favor. I'm looking for some ambitious people to work with to help them make at least $3,400 a month from home in spare time hours in under 90 minutes a day. Do you know of anybody who's looking for a way to make some additional income? This is called the oblique approach, guys. I suggest that you do it always. I suggest, in fact, that you almost never approach somebody directly. Say, if you say to somebody, hey, I found out a way for you to make some money, do you want to make some extra money? Most people are going to be resistant to that because you're coming at them and they're, you know, our response is to put up our defenses. So I encourage you to use that oblique approach. I wonder if you could do me a favor. I'm looking for some ambitious people to work with to help them make at least $3,400 a month from home in spare time hours, under 90 minutes a day. Do you know of anybody who's looking for a way to make some serious additional income? Now, you'll get one of three responses. You'll get the lie answer, you know, the one that where you know they're lying, which is, oh, I don't know anybody. Now, this usually means, if you get this answer, it means you botched the question, or the person's depressed and not in the right space for this business right now. Then that's okay. The second is, well, I might know somebody. What is it? Well, if you get this answer, it means either that you're talking to an assertive, lion-like personality who wants the answers right now, or possibly you had some hesitancy in your voice. Don't worry about it. Just say this. Well, Julie, what this is a private franchise income opportunity. It's very clean and very simple. And it's a business that really allows ambitious people to at least double their full-time income in residual income, walk away, and be completely done without any risk and without sales. Now, Julie, I actually can't get into the details of that right now. I don't have the time right this second. But we could get more information to you tonight at 6, or I also have an opening tomorrow night at 7:30. What's better for you? And you set an appointment. Don't get sucked in. This is another huge boo-boo that I'm seeing some of the gregarious, friendly, you know, real people-person kind of people on my team. They get to talking to someone they know. And I've actually had some people say this to me. Well, your system's fine for people I don't know, but for the people I know, I have to talk to them my own way. Well, I always just say, that's fine, you go ahead and try it. I kid you not, it never works that way. It never works that you go and talk to the people you don't know one way and the people you do know another way. I made that mistake early on. I talked to the people I know in a, you know, my own particular way. And what happened every single time is I either robbed them of seeing this opportunity in its simplest form, and therefore they missed it. Or they got involved and they learned from me very bad habits that they went out and repeated, and then they didn't get successful. So I'm telling you, if you care about the people you know, if you care about giving them the chance to do well here, approach them this way as well. So let's say it's your sister. My little sister's name is Meredith, and she and I are very close. And, of course, she knows what business I'm already in. So I'm in already. So this is not something, you know, I would say to her. But let's say I was just getting started, and I wanted to talk with her about it. I would just call her up and say, hey, Mare, listen, I've got the kids running off to do homework in about 10 minutes. But before I do that, I really wanted to get in touch with you and just ask you a question. I'm looking for some ambitious people. I've just gotten started in a income opportunity that's going to allow me to stay home here with the kids and make enough money to keep things going around here while I take care of them. And I wonder if you could do me a favor. I'm looking for some ambitious people to work with to help them make at least, and this number's variable. You can change it depending on who your audience is. This is the one variable place. With her, I would say to make at least $6,000 a month from home in spare time hours, under an hour a day. Do you know anybody right now who's looking for a way to make some serious additional income? And then my sister's going to say, well, what is it? And I'm going to say, Meredith, if I tried to tell you in the couple of minutes I have left before I got to go do the kids' homework with them, I don't think I'd do it justice, but I'd be happy to call you back in a couple of hours. Would you think about who you might know who might be interested, and then I can give you a little more information later? And she would say, oh, okay, whatever, right? And my sister's no pushover. She's an aggressive gal. So you can do that with the people you know. This whole bologna sandwich that I hear from people about, well, I've got to talk to my people the way I talk to my people, I think it's a mistake. I think it's a mistake because you teach them something that they can't duplicate, and also you rob them of the opportunity of seeing how simple this is. So I recommend that you use an oblique approach and you ask questions and you set appointments. Now, what's going to happen, I'll just give you a little preview. If I had set that up with my sister, I'd be calling somebody in my upline to get on that phone with me at that time. You know, if she says, yeah, you can call me later, I'm going to be out at 9 o'clock, but I'll be home until then. You know, I'll say, okay, great, I'll call you at 8:15 after I get the kids in bed. Then I'm going to call somebody in my upline and ask them to be on the phone with me. And they're going to show up and be on the phone with me. If that doesn't work for them, if I can't find anybody to do it with me, then I'll reset the appointment with my sister. You know, I'll just set it up for the next day, email her, text her, leave her a message saying, Mare, I'm sorry, I thought I was going to be free at 8:15. I'm not. I've got to go meet somebody. I've got whatever, you know. Then you just let her know you got to do it the next day, and you set it up for whenever you can get an available time. And then when I get back on the phone with her, I'm going to say, hey, Meredith, you know, I was thinking about how to explain this business to you in the, you know, most succinct way, and I couldn't come up with a good way to do it, so I called in a little help. I've got my friend, Billy Bob on the phone here, or my friend Dave, or my friend Beth, or my friend Kurt, or whatever, on the phone here to help just clarify it. And I know you're going to have really great questions. You always do. So, you know, go ahead and shoot. And I can't wait to hear how he responds. You know, I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes. But here's Dave, or here's Kurt, or here's Beth. And that's how you introduce the three-way. So don't stress about that. I wouldn't tell my sister in advance I was going to show up later with somebody. That's what you're going to do, and that's going to take the heat off of you. And that's why Beth so brilliantly termed this business as a learn while you earn opportunity. Because then you get to sit back, take notes, record the conversation, whatever you got to do, and learn while you earn. That's really a good situation. So you set an appointment. You pique their interest with a million-dollar question, an oblique approach, and you set an appointment. Now, the only other response you're likely to get besides, no, I'm not interested, or no, I don't know anybody, and yeah, well, I might, what is it? This is the one you'll probably get the most often if you do this right. And that response, especially in these days, these times, then that response is me. Me, I would like to earn that kind of money. Who wouldn't? And then all you got to do, again, is set an appointment. Now, there's one other way that you can ask the question of somebody who's very successful, and it's this. Would you do something for for me, John. You've always been very successful and good at evaluating opportunities, and I've come across something. It's a way to make some very serious money, and I'm considering getting involved in it. Would you take a look and see if you can find anything I haven't spotted? I would really appreciate your help. It's a way. It's a private franchise opportunity to make tons of money. Which, can we set up a time that I can spend, 20 minutes with you and show you how this thing goes and see what you think? And John's going to say sure. Or not. But, you know, whatever John says, you set up an appointment, and then again, you bring your upline support. So, step one is to pique interest and set an appointment, and we've gone over exactly how to do that today. That's all anyone who's new should be doing. I'm actually not even going to cover steps two and three right now, because presenting the business and following through is something that you're going to do with your upline if you're following our system. No one who's new should be doing those steps without, or even thinking about them right now, until someone coaching them has demonstrated how to do it for them. Now, once someone skilled demonstrates this for you, you don't even need me to teach it to you because it's so simple, and you'll see it and experience it by listening along while your team member does it on your behalf. So instead, I'm going to cover a little bit of the philosophy of why we do things the way we do it, and then we'll be wrapping up. So anybody who might have some questions, start thinking about what they are now, and I'll open up the line in a couple of minutes. What we've covered here is five simple things. Ask, don't tell. Now, one example that I've used a few times is if you go up to your spouse and you say, honey, go right now out the door and take the garbage to the garbage bin. You're going to get this stiff-shouldered response, like, what? Who are you to be telling me what to do? And the same thing happens if you say to your friends, I found a way for you to make some money, you need to look at this. Or if you say that to your family members. You know, we joke around sometimes with our family by being bossy. And we kind of smile and laugh about it. And it's kind of our way to, sometimes, you know, some of us do this as a way to just let off steam. But if you're doing this business, it's not okay to play that way with your family or your friends, because you'll turn them off. So I say, ask, don't tell. If you go to the same spouse and say, the garbage really needs to be taken out and I'm tied up with, you know, cooking dinner, do you think you could do it? Because it's stinking it up in here. And probably your spouse is going to be much more open to saying, sure, I get it. Stinky garbage out of the house, no problem. I got it. And you'll get a whole lot more cooperation that way. So ask questions, don't tell. Same thing if you go to a friend and say, listen, I found a way to make some serious money, and I wonder if you know anybody who'd be interested in that. Now, you might notice that what I'm asking, even of my friend, even of my close family member here, is if they know anybody. That's the second thing on this list of five fundamentals. It's called the oblique approach. What that means is that you don't come directly at somebody. You ask at an angle, which is, do you know anybody? There's a great number of reasons why we do this way. First of all, the direct approach tends to put people off. Again, it's a little bit discourteous, because when you go to somebody and say, hey, do you want to make more money? You're kind of saying to them, you poor slob, you're really failing in life, you sucker. You know, whatever it is you're saying, it's just an unfriendly thing. Even if you know they're struggling, even if you know that they're not making as much money, even if they tell you that every day, psychologically speaking, they're going to be much more comfortable with complaining to you than having you notice something that's not working in their lives. So out of respect and courtesy, I think it's always a good idea to make sure that you're not directly going at people with this particular kind of approach, and that you go at them in an oblique way, because then they get to let you know whether they're open, whether they're interested. It's kind of like the train goes through the station, slows down, opens the door, and you get to decide if you're getting on or off. If the train's coming right at you, you're going to get out of the way and forget it. You're not even going to think about riding the train. So the oblique approach is, do you know anybody? It's the opposite of that is the direct approach, which is, are you interested in making more money? Again, that direct approach not a good idea, oblique approach far, far better. Another reason for that is that it gives them an example of something that's more likely to work with more people and more likely to keep an open communication with more people so that they then will get better results when they use the approach that you used with them. I always tell everybody or share with everybody this perspective that I've developed, and that is that every conversation that you have with somebody about this business is a training conversation. Whether you're brand new at it and doing the prospecting or whether you're more experienced and actually doing the training. If you're talking to somebody for the first time, the conversation, the approach, the words, the communication you use is subconscious training for them on how they're going to do the business if they decide to get involved. So it's important to be mindful if you can be. Now, the third thing on this list of fundamentals is exactly what I just talked about, actually, and that is duplication. The key to this business, and the thing that makes it a leveraged business opportunity as opposed to a sales business, is duplication. If it were sales, you would have to go out and wrestle with and, convince people to get in this business, to buy this product, to be part of this team. And your reward, your remuneration would be completely about how many people you were able to get involved. You can do this, you can do biomedics that way if you want to. There's a problem with that. And the first problem is that we get paid more for having more people be successful and make money than we get paid for having just a whole lot of people on our team. We get paid more for helping people duplicate and reproduce results than we do for just having the results by ourselves. So it's not really in your interest to do this in a way that nobody else can follow. The other problem with not duplicating is that it's not residual if you have to do it over and over and over again all day long by yourself. The residual income comes in when you help other people make money. Not only do you make more, but you make it repeatedly if you can empower other people to do this business well too. So duplication is the key. And the only way that you can produce a great deal of duplication in your group is to do the simplest thing that is the easiest for other people to copy. Now, if you have an outgoing, powerful personality and you are influential among the people you know, that's terrific. But most of the people you know cannot copy that. They can't be you. So if you keep the spark but take the you out of the equation, make the conversation not about you and what you're capable of convincing people of, and instead put value in front of them so that they choose, then what you're creating is something that other people can copy. It's the follow the system part. Now, another piece of duplication is actually the fourth item on this list, and that is upline support. If you use your upline to support you and to help you, then your team will be able to do that too, and that makes it easier for them to duplicate, and it makes it more possible for more ordinary people, more average people, to be able to do something with this. And it's going to be up to them to decide whether they are, going to go as far as $500 a month or as far as $5,000 a month or as far as $50,000 a month. You can't decide that, but they can. And the best way to make it possible for them to have all doors open is if you use a simple system that's easy to duplicate and you give them the upline support in the form of three-way calling. That way, they can say, I don't know, that's a good question, that's great, let me get the answer for you, and get you on the phone. We've had a ton of examples of that lately that have been very successful. So the fifth thing on this list of fundamentals that we went over today is follow the system. Follow it like glue, even if you don't like it, even if you want to second guess it. Mark Yarnell wrote a book called Your First Year in Network Marketing. And funny story, I had somebody on my team questioning different pieces of the system, saying, well, what if we did it this other way? What if we did it that other way? And then the same team member went out and got a copy of that book, Your First Year in Network Marketing. Yarnell must have written it at least 10 years ago. I don't know how old it is. And right there in the book it says every new rookie, one of the biggest new rookie mistakes is to question the system and to not follow it and try to reinvent the wheel. And I got the call from this new member saying, yep, it's right there in the book. That's what I've been doing. And I was so relieved because, you know, I didn't want to have to tell this person, you're being a pain in the rump, but, you know, got it from the book. So follow the system. Try not to question it too much. I wasted a lot of time doing that. I don't recommend it. Not a good way to go. So that's really all that I had for you guys tonight. We did that in 38 minutes, something like that. I'm going to unmute the line and ask if y'all have any questions. So any questions? 1, 2, 3, a track. Step one. There it is. Somebody say, oh, okay, there you are.
Just a comment. I thought that was very clear. Very well said.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Now, Kurt, you and I have been working together pretty closely for a month here. Would you say, was there anything, would you say that pretty closely follows what we've seen in that month?
Pretty much to the T. I think from the start I wanted to make sure that I followed. I have another phone that's on. Sorry.
That's okay.
I wanted to make sure that I followed things to the E and make sure that I followed the system and learned the system right up front. And I think it's probably helped eliminate a lot of foibles that would otherwise happen down the road, because I did begin to make mistakes, and it was neat to be able to bounce things off of you and find out what I did wrong and learn quickly, and it's been great.
Well, and I just want to make a point. There's some feedback there, so maybe you can mute yourself out for just a second with that *6. Okay. I just want to point out to everybody, you might have seen this on the loop. I sent out a congratulations to a team member of mine who went from getting started to platinum consultant in 22 days. Well, you just heard from him just now. That was Kurt and Rose Reese. And they did that by following the system that we've outlined here perfectly. Would you agree that that's true, Kurt?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it really was amazing to me how simple it is. And you and Dave have been just tremendous in helping us, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. There you go. That's it, guys. It works. And it worked not because Kurt and Rose were uniquely amazing, but because by following this simple system, they have duplication happening in their group already. Right away, some of the first people they sponsored were already sponsoring people and working through this system as well. And they're following it, too, because it was shown to them in its simplest form. Anybody else have any questions? Going once, twice, comments?
Great call, Lisa, as usual.
Thanks, Rick. All right, well, that's fine. Congratulations on getting to the beginning of 2009 and being here tonight. Now we've had our first conference call of 2009, and we're ready to go out and get rich by serving others and help them get rich. So have a great 2009. Ted Silverberg's doing his Meaningful Monday call tomorrow at 5 o'clock Mountain Time, and there'll be a system call on Wednesday by Chris Sanchez, and our Thursday night opportunity call, and I don't have the conference call scheduled, so I don't know who's doing that, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Everybody have a great week, and I hope we'll see most of you at the Wealth Coaching Workshop in 3 weeks at the corporate office. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Lisa. Thank you. Good call, Lisa. Thanks.